You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parham starts making gzeiros. He tells the miyaldos of Reyes what they have to do, the midwives. When you go ahead and you deliver from the Jews, the Targum, after last week's parsha, he doesn't teach Ivriyas anymore as Ivrian. He teaches as Yudai, it's Yudaisa. Interesting. If you see it's a boy, then kill him. If it's a bas, you chaya. What does that mean? Im bas, what was he taught that? So Rashi says, brings the Chazal, that he goes ahead, he tells them, Simonim, he gave them, Gemara and Tzoyta, what's a boy and what's a girl? I think all of us know that, you know, what's a boy and what's a girl. It's not so hard to tell. What does it mean? So there's an unbelievable Marsha. We've mentioned it over the years. Marsha and Sanhedrin. We'll go through that, the Marsha and Sanhedrin. Marsha is a Nun Zayin Amud Beis. And what it deals with is the following. Gemara says like this. Gemara goes through the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. The Gemara says, Mishumar Bishmal Amru, Af ala ubrin, even a fetus can't kill a fetus. An uber, Ben Noyach gets killed on the ubrin. My time it, Rabbi Shmuel, the ksiv shayfich dam ha'adam, be'adam dam yishafach. So Pashim Shal means shayfich dam ha'adam, if you spill the blood of a human being, you murder, be'adam, so through the means of a court, of adam, right? All they need is one adam, one person for a court. But Adam Dami Yishafach. But still, could it say Shaykh Dam Adam Dami Yishafach, which we understand means of Bezdin. We know they have Bezdin. So Gemara Darshan, Shaykh Dam Ha Adam Be Adam. That's how you read the Pasuk, even though that's how you read the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk. And it's a Pasuk in Noyach. Shaykh Dam Ha Adam Be Adam Dami Yishafach. Ezu Adam Shuhu Be Adam. Have you aim as a Uber Shebemei Imai? This is an embryo, a fetus in a mother's womb, right? Adam, Shefer Dama Adam Be Adam. So the Marsha there, in Sanhedrin, in Chedush HaGodes, he says like this, Bezeh Amarti Liyashev, with this I, Beparshas Shmois, I went and answered, Shedikdek HaKos Olayim, Ve'yem HaMelech Mitzrayim Liyadus V'yus, Vaday Paro Lo Shol Mehem Yehepsa, Laharag Ascharim Biyadayim. The Ben Noyach Muzah Al Shvichas Damim. Because that's murder, right? The power to do murder. Ulekach La'amakein L'mialdos HaMitzvias. That's why it says in the Pasuk, L'mialdos Avriyas. What does it care? Shuhuzuru Al Shvichas Damim Afilu Ba'ubrim. Because the Mitzvias, so since they're Bnei Noyach, they're Huzur even Al Ubrim. Avalamialdas Avriyais, but to the Jewish woman, Amar Shuhutar Lehem Larag Ubame Imoi. They're allowed to go ahead and murder, whatever words you want to use. They're allowed to abort. Ubi same. No, why before Mount Tabor?
This is before Mount Tabor.
I know it was before Mount Tabor, but why are you saying it's more Kal before Mount Tabor? If anything, it should be more.
No, he's saying, I'm letting you, you're Jews,
you could do it.
They're not different until Mount Tabor. You know, at that point.
So therefore, what are you saying?
So therefore, they couldn't kill either. What's he saying?
So you're asking a question. You're not explaining.
It sounds like a parallel saying.
One second.
You don't have it.
You know what they say in Israel? Right. One second. Let's get to it. You're saying good. Reisim alav nayim, koydim shiyotza la'avi oilam, im benu. That answers the question. He didn't give him some avada. Avada, everybody knows what a zacha and a keva. But how do you know, or as he said, if it turns this way, it's a zacha, it turns that way, because they were killing them, they were boarding him inside the mother's womb. They didn't have ultrasound to see if it's a boy or a girl. So you have to give them simonim. That answers the question. But he says, the kin sheyef shebehem liftam shvichas dam rak betchilas yitzias of lat koydim sheyotza reisha oruba, because that's what's called leida. Leida means once its head goes out or most of its body. Hutzoch losa eslahem simonim Kamasha Kosov Per Kama Saita, like the Gemara says, Reisim Alavnayim, Simon Godel Muscle Hem. Right? If his thighs are this way, if never, if his face is up or down, why? To know if it's a Zocha Nekeva. So in order that you should know if it's a Zocha Nekeva, come. So learned the Marsha that the Pshat was that A, Paroi didn't want to commit murder, so he wouldn't ask mitzvahs to, he didn't want to commit murder. That's the first chiddush, of course. B, is he didn't want the mitzvahs to do it because the mitzvahs are also, ben noach is also to abort. And then C, is that he asked the Jewish woman to do it because by them, the lashon that he uses, shuhutalam laroig uba b'mei imay, to kill an uba b'mei imay. That's what it says here. So I guess what Rabbi Yael was trying to get in there was that what? That, no?
At that point, they were also...
They were also B'nai Noach. Oh. So as you all know, there's a sefer called Prashas Drachim. The Mishra Melech wrote a sefer called Prashas Drachim. Moiradika drushes, the old-fashioned drushes. You know, the old-fashioned drushes is a pshat, not, you know, you say over something that you get inspired. Like, the inspiration was, after hearing his drasha, if he gave it as a drasha, you were inspired to learn more, because you see how little you knew when you heard the Mishmel give a drasha, I guess, if it was drasha, I don't know. But it's basically, it's drashas in learning. But he fit into the psukim, and what's the drush? Because Paro held like this mandama, and the Nochash held like this mandama. That's his style. So, it's known, he has a whole thing which is really mentioned in the Rishonim. What is the status of Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah? Right? I forgot one other Gemara, I'm sorry, is it Bava Basra there by any chance? What is the status of Matan Torah, of Yidden before Matan Torah? Did they have a din of Bnei Noyach, or did they have a din of Yidden? And also, whether they kept the mitzvahs. They kept mitzvahs, right? That's what it seems. No?
Okay.
That's what it seems from Chazal. You have to go? Okay. Bava Basra, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's it. I think they have up here. They don't have to go there. So, in other words, Lakula, for instance, the whole Shaila of what they allowed to eat, that's what the Mishmael goes into by the Shvatim, when they ate Avim and Achai, is it because it was mutter to eat, because it's a mefacheses, right? That's where he goes into these type of drushes. Says, I'll bring you a raya, this is a drush that they kept the mitzvahs already, right? That they were hadin lakula, right? That's what he says over here. He says, the Gemara says, this he says in Drush Yud Zayin. Gemara Bava Basra says like this. The Gemara talks about the Indian of Tzedakah. It happens to be the Mishnah Melech explained. Shal Tarnas Rufus Arasha Eser Bikiva. Imelakeyem, he asked him all kinds of questions. You know, why doesn't he take care of Daniyim himself? Because he wants to be Mazaka us to do. He gives him a mashal. Then he asks him like this. He says, Emshalacha Mashal. He says, I don't understand you, the Tarnas Rufus says. In other words, the Baruch Shalom, he wants to be Mezaka us. That's what Rabbi Kiva answered him, to take care of Daniyim. So he says, 1 second. The Baruch Shalom is making sure Daniyim. Emshalacha Mashal. Melech Bas Vedom, Shukas Al Avdoi, Vechav Shoy Bebeis Esurim. So why did he put him in jail? V'tziva shelo l'achila l'ashoy. Don't give him food, don't give him to drink. V'halach adam echad v'achila v'eshkere. K'sheshama melech l'akoyes alav. V'atam kurim avadim. Shenema kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. Just give a message. All right. You don't know who it is. Okay. Amala Rabbi Kiva. Em shalacha mashal. L'ma adavad daime. You tell me, do we avadim? So how do you go against the Melech? He says, the Melech Bas Vadam, Shekas al Bnoi, and he put him into Beis Asurim. V'tziva, don't give him to eat, don't give him to drink. V'halach Adam Echad v'achila v'eshkeyu. K'sheshama Melech, The melech had to do it because he didn't want to seem different. The guy did a terrible crime. The punishment of this crime is they put you in jail. They don't give you food to eat, right? And it's his son. Of course, he wants to do it, but he can't go against the rules. Somebody goes ahead. The melech is very happy, right? So kshama melech lo doyvin mishagaloi. He sends him a gift. Va'anan kriyim bonim diksiv bonim atem l'shem alkeichem. Amala atem kriyim bonim v'kriyim. So he says with bezman sha'isim v'tzayne shemakim kriyim bonim. So Mishmar says that since we see that Yidden were doing chasadim zelazeh over there, it says, and it's mashal that way in the psukim. If you look at the psukim, it says over there that they were helping each other, they were doing all kinds of things, the Gemara Darshans. So they held themselves already to be Yidden, and the Yid has a different halacha, so he can go ahead and do abortion. Now, this question,
that's only the chumrah. They took on themselves other things.
Right, so he says, from here we see that they had a din yidin and mestama. He says, you go lakula too. That's what he says, mestama. Right? That's not
lakula, that you could be over an isser?
It's not only be over. The shot is that it's not an isser for them because they're already called a madrega of banim and they already had yidin. That's the mishum.
And it would take off the isser of ben noyach?
That's what he says. Take off just like us. Avada, the question is that true? Are you allowed to commit abortion? Are you not allowed to commit abortion? Marsha doesn't explain himself. Is it mutter for a yid to commit abortion or not? So halacha, Avada, we know it's asa. It's asa to commit abortion. How far goes? That's a whole big shayla. We're not going to go into it. It's too Moshe held. Moshe Feinstein, because of certain sugyas, held it's mamashak murder. Whereas if it would happen that a girl was, coerced and impregnated by someone really, terrible, the Mashal doesn't matter. The Tzitz Aliyahs as others were matter to abort in such certain situations. So we're not going into it. What is it based on? Two Tosis. In one place, Tosis says there's a klal called. Yeah, we have it here. There's a klal called Mi ika midi. In other words, it can't be something that for us is for Bnei Noyach is usa to do. If you want to tell somebody, just tell them. You're the gabbai. You know how to make those announcements.
Okay. Whoever is not muted, please mute yourselves. Make a lot of disturbing the Rosh Hashiva.
There's a lot of noise from someone. I don't know what it is.
Hey, son, it's coming from a Galaxy phone.
Okay.
Okay. How you tell them?
Yeah, we hear that one. That's where it's coming from.
Okay. Okay, Galaxy 520, please.
I'm just joining. I'm not the host.
All right, it's too embarrassing to see what it is.
Yeah.
All right. So Tosis, that's the cloud. So Tosis says we know that the din is that. You're allowed to taco bought to save the woman. To say, right, let's say it's causing danger to her life. So, what? Because it's like a raider. The Gemara doesn't use exactly that lashon, but true. The Rambam uses that lashon.
Both look at each other. Strangers, like, you disease. Don't even look at me.
Two phones talking.
Hey, Seth, isn't there a way that you can mute everybody?
I'm not the host.
Who's the host?
I don't know. That's why I just joined in. I don't know how. What I can do. I know. One second. I can't. These two. Samsung's
not the host. That's the problem.
I'm not the host.
You know who this is?
I don't know. I don't know. I just joined.
Okay,
this.
Please, those of you. Okay. Would they be able to hear me?
Yeah, it's yours.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Go down that way.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Who's on top over there?
Izzy.
Do you hear me?
Izzy says yes.
Yeah.
That's volume is off here. Okay.
That's fine.
This is number in the. That's
okay. Thank you. It's good. All right. So Tosis says Afagav de potter, loy shari, it's not mutter. It's still usser. Okay, now, there is another taisvis. These are big gemaras. There is another taisvis in Nida. Taisvis in Memdalad. We've done the sugya itself, other places, not in Drush, but in Morn Halacha, where the shaila is, can you be mechal Shabbos to save an Uber? Or let's say the mother's fine, but the fetus, something will happen to Dr. Say, if you don't do this, the fetus is going to die. Can you be mechal Shabbos? Can you do an issa to do it? So one of the rayas that Tosfos says is a Gemara that says that if, let's say, a woman dies with chmatzlan, the child is inside her womb, you're allowed to carry a knife on Shabbos to take out the child. So the shaila is that a raya or not a raya? Because once the mother's dead, he's not called an Uber anymore. Even though there wasn't a physical birth, but being the mother, he's not living off the mother, he is called already a nefesh, even though he wasn't born by going out of his mother's womb. So that's the shaila. Or maybe, you see, from there, it doesn't matter. Tosfos' lashon is like this. Tosfos' lashon, Vim Toimar, Imtim Tsaloimar, Demuta Lahargoi Bebeten, Afilu Mesa Imoi, Veloavikamunach Bekufsa, Amai Mechalon of Shabbos, and so forth. If you say you're allowed to go ahead and kill him, why are you allowed to go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos to save this child if he's still in Uber? That's Tosfos' question. Tosfos' lashon is Amai Mutta. Why is Mutta Tahargoi? Tosfos' lashon is Mutta Lahargoi. That's the lashon of Tosfos. So if you look, for instance, in the Yavetz in the back, on this Tosfos, he says, Eina Meduyak, the man who deshari Lahargoi Sa'uber, Beli Tam. Afagav the Ein Nera Galov, right? Still, where does Tosfos get this? Maritz Chai is also over there on that Tosfos. Ula Medivra Tosfos Kan Masher Mutter Lechatchila Vayin Dachav. So they go into it. Maybe it's Mutter in order to, if you have a reason to do it, Lav Davka, to save a life, even for your own life, or maybe it would have been dangerous for the Miyaldos to do it. This is a big shaila. Rav Moshe, when he has his famous tshuva on abortion, so when he says, you'll ask me this Tosfos, he says, this Tosfos, there's a mistake in Tosfos, you have to change the gear, so, and they told him, but this one says this, and he says, I don't care what anyone says, that was Moshe's shtakite, it's Asur, Mamish, Ritzicha. But I upon him, Marsha uses the Lashon Mutter in this case, okay? He says Mutter. So Memela, let's say it was Mutter for them, because to them it was not a problem, okay? Let's say it was Mutter to them. So Para, Memela, was a big lamdan, and he said, if I get a mitzvah to do it, so it's ritzicha. But if it's if I get yidden to do it, and they're allowed to do it, or in this case they're allowed to do it, then there's no problem. So Vaitan, the precious drachim in a different drush, asks, okay, good, asks Akash on this too. What's that? The shail is, he brings a medrash. Very interesting medrash.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We know, you're right. That was later. This is before he became... we're going with the Marsha, right? You're right. We're just going in the Lamdas of the Marsha. What's that? In Medrash Rabbah, Perek Lamed Dalad, Shefech Dama Adam... Ba'adam dam and in Isser Ritzicha, it says over there that by Ben Noach, below Eidim, below Esra, all kinds of halachas. So over there it says that even if he goes ahead and he murders through a shliach, if he sends a shliach to go ahead and murder, he is called a murderer. As I state in Medrash Rabbah. In Rambam, Rambam brings it too. Rambam says by Ben Noach, if he kills even Ali Dei Shliach, he is Chayev Misa. So what do you see? That you're Chayev Ritzicha, Ayadei Shlichas. The Shaila is this a general din by Akum, that this the Mishmar goes into, and others go into this too, and it's the Gei Halacha L'maisa. I don't think, you know, if it is, if you're allowed to, what's the word, spay, right? Spay? Spade, right? A bull, I guess, or a dog. People give them to veterinarians. I was sitting next to a veterinarian. I mean, it's hard to know this year. I didn't go to that many chasins, but I think it was about a year ago. I was sitting next to an Orthodox Jew, and I said, Shalom Aleichem, doctor. What kind of doctor? A veterinarian. So I said, I got a little, you're not allowed to spay, you know, that's an issa d'oraisa. So I said, I didn't want to, attack him or anything. I said, what do you do if somebody, I know the halacha, I know what to do. So what do you do in that? So this is a whole shaila. What do? You have to give it to an akum, but akum is also asur. The Rambam paskins, an akum also is not allowed to go ahead and spay. You can't do siris. So the shaila is, can you tell an akum to tell an akum? Is a shlichas. This is Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Do you say, ain shliach advar vera by akum? One of the rayas is from this medrash that you don't, because you don't say divra rav, divra talmud, exactly. All he's saying is, usually we say, ain shliach advar vera. So the tumim brings this medrash, and he says, because divra rav, divra talmud, divra meishamin, you assume that the guy's not going to listen to you, and therefore he's not. You didn't really make him a shliach, because you don't assume he's going to listen to you. So memela, there's no shlichus l'dvar vera. But ben akum, that you don't have the svara, maybe there is. This is mamish in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe we'll do the next week also. We'll go into it a little more. The question is, the Parashas Drachim himself asks, he says, if there's shlichus, what's the difference? What's the difference if he got the miyalda sevriya? So it's shlichus for him. And if there's no shlichus, there's no shlichus. What's it his business? So this is what I want to get today, and we're going to say it b'kitzah. And this is also halacha l'maisa, and we'll see where it's negeya. The poskim bring this. What's negeya first to know is the following. Is the following like this. As Ameya said, we have a special din of shlichas by Yidin. The Gemara in Yidin, the Gemara is a shayla, can an Eved Knani be a shliach? Can ever Kanani be a shliach? Right? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara brings a brisa like this. Even if you hold, the din is by truma, you have to have shlichus, a special pasuk. Where it's a shchita, somebody could walk into your backyard and shecht your animal, it's shechted. It doesn't matter if you want it, you didn't want it, he's shechted. Mashenkein, if your wife has a challah over there, right? The only reason your wife can be mafresh truma is why the challah is only for the husband. I had a shayla a few years ago, it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, where a kid took the challah that his mother was mafresh. His mother stepped out of the room. The kid took the challah and put it all back in. So the Rama says you're shayl. You can be shayl, and it's, even though you don't say it's batel b'rayv, because it's davish hashemti, because you can be shayl. So I said, okay. So then I said, wait a minute, who's going to be shoyl over here? The wife or the husband? So it wasn't so partial. I asked, so they agreed with me that could be the husband has to be, because the wife is a shliach for the husband. Upon him, the din is in each shlichus. So that it's now, there's a man, the Amar, that a akum could do truma. If you can't make him a shliach, so it says like this, akum vaku shatarmu mishra, Chumas and Chuma, and yet Akum Shatarm Shisrael Afila Bishus ain't Chumas and Chuma. Why? Because he can't be your Shliach. Why not? Why can't an Akum be your Shliach? So Gemara says, because the Pasuk that tells us Shliachas is Kain Tarimu Gam Atem. So Gemara makes a drasha, Atem Gam Atem. The Gam is Marbe Shluchachem. That's what Gemara says in Kiddush. So over here, the Gemara says like this: Atem ma'atem, ma'atem Yisrael, afshuchem Yisrael. Okay, in other words, you have to, you're, just like your Yisrael, your shliach has to be a Yisrael, and an akum is not Yisrael. Therefore, the Gemara says that an evet Kanani can't either be a shliach. Why? because he's not called Yisrael. He's not called Yisrael. More dashes many places, Yisrael, Ever Kanani is not called Yisrael. So therefore, Ever Kanani should not be a good Shliach. Army the Bear of Nine, Loi. That's not the reason. Ma Atam B'nei Bris, Af Shluchachem B'nei Bris. That's not the Drasha. The Drasha is, the reason is because you have to be a Ben Bris. In other words, Rashi says, the Shlich is a Chumah, the Ksiv came to Rimugata, and Shinan, Midamotzi Mechtav Atam. Because of gam atem l'rabba shulchem, iskish is a heck of shliach l'sholchoi. Bahai kro, l'meimar, dema atem b'nei Yisrael, af shulchachem Yisrael. U'mahai miyut, and the same miyut that you're saying that Akum can't be a shliach, because now Yisrael, ikil miyutanami le'eved shetaram es shol Yisrael b'shus, because he's not called Yisrael. So Gemara says, no. The drosha is ma atem b'nei bris, Mahulim ubo bebris mitzvahs, af shluchem bnei bris, lafuki akum, avel eved ben brisu. The ksiv mechoyta v'tzach. So comes out that why can't an akum be a ben bris, a shliach? I'm sorry, because he's not a ben bris. Masha'en kein a eved kanani is a ben bris. Okay, that's the gemara over here. Now we're gonna go into an interesting halacha that the Magen Avraham quotes from a Taz, he quotes a Taz, in Hilchis Nedarim. This is the halacha l'maisa. If you go on a business meeting and you eat together, you're benching, so you say, Rachamani Yivarach Kol HaMesubin Kan, right? But the problem is, you have Akum there, and you cannot give a bracha. You can't say, Rachamani Hu Yivarach HaMesubin Kan, because you're including them. So what do? So you say, Arachaman hu yivarech b'nei bris ha-mesubin kan. That's what you say. In fact, the Taz says, you first say, Arachaman yivarech b'nei bris first, because if you have mesubin, you're already including them. It comes along the Magen Avraham and he says like this. He says that therefore, a mummer, I'm talking about a real mummer, I'm not going to go into, he's a tinnik shenish, but this is not so, you know, you have to decide your own. You have to decide your own. Most people, you tell Mumar, there's no Mumar in Bizman, everybody's a Tinnik Shanishba. So I asked them right away, what do you do when you have a Machal Shabbos at your house? Do you let him touch your wine? No, of course, Chas V'Shalom, why not? Well, he's not a Mumar, right? He's a Tinnik Shanishba. How come they get so overstimulated when it comes to wine, right? There's other halachas too in the game, Mumar. So whenever you decide with him, right, people invite for Yom Tov, right? People that are Friday Yidin. You're not allowed to really, because you're not allowed to cook for Akuman Yom Tov. Shemayarbe Bishula. You're not allowed to do it for Mumar too. He's a Tinnik Shanishba. The same guy is sitting there. You don't let him touch your wine. What's going on there? It's Negei Avelis. Again, many things. So we're not going into the Halacha Lamayis so that you'll ask your Rav. But the din is by Mumar, you don't give a brach either. So now, what is this? So why? So Tosfos, you don't give a mumma because he has a din of an akum, okay? So the Magen Avraham says like this. He says that in the Gemara in the end of Ben Sayer Meira, so the Gemara talks about a roidif. Right? We're going to have to continue this but we'll get to, first I'll say the nekud and then we'll explain more. The Gemara says that the Gemara is a shaila if you have to give a roidif, right? Reuven is running to kill Shimon, and so you have to warn him, you can't do this, we're going to kill you, right? That's a din. So it says, you tell him, don't kill him, Yisrael hu ben brisu, right? Yisrael hu ben brisu. So Tosfos says, Yisrael v'loy kusi, and Masech Sanhedrin, the word kusi is constantly used instead of akum because Masech Sanhedrin deals a lot with that and the printers were afraid. I once saw, I think it was a Gemara, Rashi, I don't remember, many years ago, I think they changed it, where the Gemara says over there, Tumas akum. A lot of the censors, those who were a little, just to use the word better, they would take out the word, you know, Gimel Vav Yud, and put an akum, because akum represents the old the old-fashioned, or those who didn't believe, you know, avoid the Avodah Zarah. So that many of the senses were happy with. The Maisa, they say, I don't know how true it is, not true it is, that Akum is Oivdei Si and Mem. That's what it means, really. That's really what it means. In other words, it's him and his mother. That's what it means. But Akoponim, so they had Tumas Akum. It just didn't make sense. Well, who's talking about Akum? The Gemara's words is Tumas Gavia, Tumah of a body, Gimel Vav Yud, and then a Hey. And the censor was not the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, so he thought it was Gimel Vav Yud Goya, right? So he changed it, but it's not. It means Gavia, a body, not the thing. And our Gemara, the new Gemara's, they change it. But Koponim, interesting, Reb Sam, it's just a good idea to know. When I was sick, so, you know, at the beginning I was just reading a little in bed. So I have a sefer. I bought it once. I said, always I'll find some time to read it. Unfortunately, this was the time to read it. It's called Misanchino ad Vilna. It's about every shas that's printed. It's a firmer guy, Yankov Leufer. He writes all these type of things. So in the academy, thanks, from professors, but, you know, thank this professor. And he says, Va'oyle al kulan, the one who knows the most, is Rav Shaul Alter, that his yedius and these things, it's astounding. Now, how much time does he have? He's sitting and learning lumdas, usually, but he said his yedius were phenomenal. He writes, come out more than any professor that I met about the history of Shas and everything. It was like amazing. He went through a lot of these things over there. Yeah, one example, very nice, in Sanhedrin, I think it was, there's a Rashi, it says, Eze toiva yesh kan. Eze toiva? What's it got to do with toiva? The answer is, in those days when they printed, how did they print? One person would say me'eim asai, the other one would print me'eim asai. Koirin, koirin. Eshma, eshma. So the words in Rashi was, and it was a Vilna Shas, Eze teiva yesh kan, meaning a word, which word? In Litta, teiva is toiva. They don't say oi like we say it, they say ei, teira, right? So the printer heard the word teva. That's why in many Polish Sfarim, you'll find yuds instead of vavs. Like, what is the yud doing there? Because the printer kept saying to the guy, you know, he instead of who. So he would write, hey, yud aleph instead of hey, vav aleph. They got all confused. But anyway, so it says over here, when it says kusi, it means an ak, gimel vav yud, okay? So Yisrael hu ben brisu. Yisrael v'loy kusi, ben bris v'loy mumer. A ben bris is not called, a mumer is not called a ben bris. Therefore, when you don't want to include the mumer, you're not supposed to give, talk about again, a real mumer, right? A mumer that's meriden, right? Worse than a akum, meriden. Your mom should have a right to let him fall into the pit. Right, try to get him to fall pit. According to Meir Shem, you have a right to, you know, not let him, you know, put him into the mikvah, whatever they used to do in those days, right? So it says over here, Ben Bris, you can't get bris. You say, a mum is not called Ben Bris, Sokta Magan of Ram. Therefore, I don't understand the Ramah that says that a mummer can give a get to his wife with a shliach. Ma'atam b'nei bris av shulchan bris. He's not a ben bris. How could he be a shliach? Just not from Bikas or Mazen, right? He gets into Ebenezer. That's the kasha. So I'm going to just tell you of Kivega. We'll learn this next week. Of Murdik of Kivega. You hear the question, though. Since a mum is not called a ben bris, how could he be a shliach? So of Kivega, this is how he touches up Ebenezer. He says, no. You have to understand the Gemara and Gitan. What does it mean? What's the Gemara's drasha? The Gemara's drasha is that an Akum can't be a shliach because he's not a ben bris, but an Eved could be a ben bris. What was the Gemara's havamina? Why an Akum for sure can't be a shliach? That's a brisa. Why not? The havamina was because it's ma'atam Yisrael avshuchachem Yisrael, and the maskon is no ma'atam b'nei bris avshuchachem. How do you know which way to darshan? It doesn't say in the pasuk what to darshan it. It says atem gamatem. What does it mean? How do you know it means Ben Bris more than it means Yisrael? Says the Ebenezer, no, do you know what it means? It doesn't mean that Ben Bris. You need a common denominator. between the shliach and the mishaleach. The shliach and the mishaleach have to have a common denominator. What's that common denominator? Could be both. Between an akum, we have no common denominator. They're not Yisrael, they're not Ben Bris, right? A Eved is not a Yisrael, but he has a Ben Bris. So it's not the pshat, the uptaich, the definition of shlichus is that it has to be a Ben Bris. In Eved, he could be a shliach because you have something in common with an Eved. Let's say you would find somebody who for some reason is not a Ben Bris, but he's still called Yisrael, like a mummer, Zokta Avenoizer. A mummer is not called a Ben Bris, you're right. He's not called a Ben Bris, but he's called a Yisrael. Therefore, he could be a shliach. That's the point. Oh, so he says, and that's the pshat in a shita that's brought, and where we talked about Spain before, if the shlichus, and Magen Avraham brings this to, what is it referring to? Selling chametz on Pesach. Magen Avraham brings a tshuvas Masis Binyamin, very early Achron, well, in the 1500s, that he allowed an akum to be a shliach for an akum you're selling. Remember, in those days, it's not like we have nowadays. Every farmer used to sell to his local Gimel Vav Yud. So the guy comes, he says, Giuseppe couldn't make it today, he's not well. Right? I'm his shliach. So the Magen Avraham is matter, according to this Masis Binyamin. Why? He says, an akum to an akum could have shlichus. Why? What's the hasbar? Teretz is very good. The pshan, the gemara, is not that, like you ask of mayor, akum have no shlichus. Akum have shlichus, but they have nothing in common with us. That could be our shliach. But an akum to an akum could be a shliach. So therefore, that's the pshat in the medrash, if you say it means shlichus. There is shlichus by them. Divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, they don't have, like Reb Tulli asked. But there is shlichus by them. Therefore, an akum to akum, there's shlichus. So therefore, if you send somebody to Spey, that's the Hoshan. We'll go through that next week in Mitzvah Shem. That could be the shlichus. For instance, to go ahead and tell an akum to tell another akum. Maybe that would be usur. Masha ain kaini Yisrael, since if we consider the Yidden before Matan Torah Yisrael, they have nothing in common, and therefore they can't be a sheikh, and that would answer Prashas Joachim's question.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.